The theme is terrific. But can such theme be so great to get into a song whose role is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouse can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then the feet go anywhere. Whoa, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all out. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krishu came and then I gave it to him. Krishu was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Mount Semeru in East Java erupted again on Wednesday, shooting up columns of volcanic ash that reached a height of 800 meters above the summit. According to Yuliandi, the observation officer at Mount Semeru, the ash column was thick, grayish in color, and drifted westward. Trade Minister Budi Santoso stated that Indonesia faces the lowest United States import tariff among Southeast Asian countries. He explained that the Indonesian government has taken mitigation steps of tariff negotiations with the United States. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
of Indonesia. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I want to talk about time. In life, one thing about time is that we will, you know, time is very expensive. One thing about time, it's very expensive because you cannot rewind it again, you cannot replay again. And other things is that I believe that time is the most, I do believe it sounds like a cliche, but time is the most, you know, wealthiest thing that you can have. Because at the end of the day, you can have more money, you can have more anything of anything, any materialistic thing that you can think of, but time, you cannot rewind it, you cannot go back in time, right? And there are two ways that I would maybe suggest you to just make the most out of your time. The first thing is by spending time with your loved ones, because you never know when will you be losing them. I'm sorry if we're gonna get emotional all of a sudden, but you will never know when you're gonna lose someone. So I'm advising you to make the most out of it and just be mindful when you are spending time with your loved ones. And the second way to, you know, make the most out of time is to spend time with yourself. That's what I'm going to believe. But not just, you know, doom scrolling on TikTok, just watching videos, short-term videos with no endings to it. That's not you spending time with yourself. Maybe that's actually part of wasting time, you know? So I believe that you, whenever you, no matter what kind of time do you want to spend, either with your loved ones or with yourself, you have to be mindful. Put your mind to it and put your heart to it and put your body to it, because you don't even realize. And it's just like, I don't know why. Up until now, I still feel like I'm a university girl. You know, I'm still a student. And here I am, broadcasting from the office, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'm sorry, it's a habit. I have to say it after the Voice of Indonesia. But I still feel like I'm a university girl, like I'm a student. But in reality, now I'm working. And now time feels like it's moving so, so fast. So my suggestion is that you have to make the most out of it. Don't waste it. By doing what? 3 steps. First, I think you should put your phone down. That's the first thing. Because now we're living in the digitalization era, blah, blah, blah. That's true. But the first thing that's been distracting our, you know, focus and everything is our phones. It's the electronics, you know, the iPhone, iPads, you name it. The second step would be listening. I think in, you know, spending time with your loved ones, spending time with yourself, you should really listen to what they're telling you. Either what's your body telling you, like when you're spending time with yourself, oh, do you feel content or do you feel happy or sad? You know, you have to know that about yourself. And in order to know that, you have to really listen. And if it's, it also does apply with your loved ones. When you're, of course, hanging out with your loved ones, you should listen to them, right? By listen, I don't mean just like listening. I mean comprehending all of their stories, what they're trying to tell you, what they're trying to share with you. And the third part is just enjoy the moment, you know, put your phone down, listen and enjoy. In that, you can get the most out of your time while you're still on this planet Earth, because yes, we only live once, so better make the most out of it, right? I don't know why I became so melancholic and emotional. I'm sorry if you don't like it. You are the one who listening to me, so I don't know. If you don't like it, that's on you. And now I'll be playing you, because I've been yapping about time for I don't know how many time. I've been talking about it for so long, so I'm going to play you a song very associated with time. It's Wasted in Time by Varasvara. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Just listen to God Bless, song entitled Rumah Kita. And now after this, I'll be playing you a song from a newly coming artist from Indonesia. Maybe not so new, but he got very famous recently. Bilal Indrajaya Saujana.
Kita bisa berjarak, apakah terpisah sementara? Oh, kini sejauh mata memandang, apakah terpisah selamanya? Kemana lagi akan ku temui? Mana lagi akan ku temui? Walaupun wangimu tak lagi di sini, segala damai yang telah kau tinggal abadi. Kau kehidupanku selalu. Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui? Kemana lagi akan ku temui? Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui?
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning, National Land Agency, Nusron Wahid, emphasized that land is the most fundamental prerequisite for achieving national food self-sufficiency. His remarks were delivered during the pre-coordination meeting with the Supreme Audit Agency on Tuesday, July 16, 2025. Minister Nusron stressed that all nation food programs must be grounded in legal certainty and the protection of sustainable agricultural land. To support national food sovereignty and security, the ministry has developed four key strategies. The first key strategy is the protection of sustainable food agriculture land. According to the minister, this scheme has successfully reduced the conversion of rice fields to non-agricultural use over the past 4 years. And the second strategy is involving accelerating the completion of national and regional spatial planning. And the third strategy is the ministry is optimizing the redistribution of abandoned land to provide communities with access to productive agricultural land. And the fourth strategy focuses on mapping and strict monitoring of agricultural land to prevent commercialization. Yes, there's a lot of things, this and that. And I hope you got informed by today, you know, nowadays the government made a lot of changes and also a lot of decision. And I hope these four strategies might be the best for all of us and the rest of Indonesian people, because this and that, there's a lot of things, just like the song that I'm about to play you, this or that. Begini Begitu by Malik the Essential. Enjoy.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama. Cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berseri, memohon waktu berhenti. Hari datang, malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu di taman ria, romansa hati dimanja. Amin untuk kita, ucap ia biar nyata. Duhai rembulan, tolong gemintang. Duhai
of Indonesia.
Was For Revenge featuring Stereo Wall, Jakarta Hari Ini or Jakarta Today. And after this, I'll be playing you a feature entitled Raja Pola. What is Raja Pola?
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. There can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Raja Pola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Raja Pola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Raja Pola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is said to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarua's creative village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarua's creative village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, The process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens of meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven cloth was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But now weekday is better. The same opinion also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week, really it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapula, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, tentunya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk mencapai.
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapula woven crafts such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang gak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali man.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. And Mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and Mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope, a slight thing, never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient. Thank you.
kesepian, tak punya teman, hatinya rapuh tapi berlagak tangguh. Oh, nona tak berkawan, tak pernah rasakan cinta, sungguh pandai berhayal, mimpi itu alamnya. Mereka berdua bertemu di satu sudut taman kota, bertatap tapi tak bicara, masing-masingnya menganalisa. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu
berkata,
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. No 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 no. Tururu 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 tuan, tururu tuan tuan. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu,
berkata,
kamu. Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Cinta pada Tuan, Tuan menunggu yang lain. Nona tak peduli walau Tuan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya. Nona jatuh cinta pada Tuan, Tuan menunggu yang lain. Nona tak peduli walau Tuan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya.
Aku bertahan, ku
serta pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Untuk membuat